face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Talking about the game is no game.
You are listening, you are enjoying the talk.
Toucher and Rich.
That's wordplay, my friends.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Does that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the other.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chest.
Oh, yeah, bingo on the mics, baby. Bingo on the mics. Bankroll Boys, brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has a shot of millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use the code SPORTSHUB during sign-up and start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. If you have Twitch, or if you are aware, or if you're around a computer or a device, get on now, because Lifshatz, Murray, John, and I are all in here making things hot.
Hunkamania.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. All right. Well, the draft is tonight. Is the draft... Now, have you got... It was difficult for you guys to find places to bet on the draft. You had said that a couple weeks ago. Has that loosened up a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That changed probably maybe the day or two after we talked about it on air. Places started putting, you know, a lot of props up. Limits have opened up in the past 5-6 days. And I understand why, you know, a lot of these places didn't want to take a ton of stuff without, you know, having more information. But, I mean, again, I think this week is always, like, the misinformation week. So I think that that's usually the week, like, where books can either, it really makes or breaks everything for the draft. Like, they can just get absolutely slaughtered, you know, from the information that comes out this week.
Right. Okay, so when it comes to information, in all fairness, we did discuss this very briefly when Dan first came in. Justin Fields, the Patriots are the favorite to land Justin Fields, and Dan, you say stay away.
Yeah, I'm not going to try and pretend to know what the Patriots are thinking or doing. He doesn't feel like their kind of guy. I mean, Mac Jones feels like their kind of guy. And I feel like, you know, Fields is just a major smokescreen. Since when do the Patriots ever let anyone know what their draft plans are, ever? And just to...
They were big on Tavon Wilson before they took him in the beginning of the second round. They just were walking around. Yeah. They said, I want the kid that wasn't at the combine.
it's one of those things, like, they very rarely tell you their secrets, or if they do, they mix it in with, like, 400 other things. But it's never the prominent major rumor that the Patriots are. I mean, maybe a team like the Saints or whatever, they have those issues, but the Patriots don't. That's my thing. It's just, that's why I'm not buying everything with Fields and the Patriots, because I don't buy them being the team that is going to openly tell all these people what they're doing. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, you're referencing the Dale Arnold tweet that John Wallach hopes fails. Mm-hmm.
I actually believe Dale more than I believe all the other crap that's coming
out. Especially anything John says.
Which
I don't know. I kind of hope it doesn't. Like,
John's the poor man's Dale.
Well, I just hope that, like, the Dale thing. I mean, he did come out and say that Brady was going to sign with him.
Well, he obviously knows Don Yee.
I hope this one goes in his face.
I mean, it can't be anything else. Right. I mean, he obviously knows Don Yee.
He has a connection to Yee.
Yeah, my whole thing is...
That's Garoppolo's agent too, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And obviously Don Yee would tell him something to have him tweet it out.
Yeah.
And with Dale, I can see the conversation being that. Like, hey, would you mind tweeting this out for me? Oh... Let me check my journalism book. I'm a journalist. I will word it in a certain way.
My whole thing, though, is like, if you're in on Jimmy G, do you really want a top 10 guy? And I don't think it's likely. Like, the bet that I have tonight, I have the Patriots selecting a defensive player plus 150. And now I'm rolling with that. I'm standing by that one. And just the history of what the Patriots have done with defensive players. I think the worst defensive player they drafted was Dominic Easley. And Malcolm Brown started at least for 5 years. And Brendan Merriweather was a two-time Pro Bowler.
Well, so, I heard you guys talking about this. Merriweather, there's no doubt that was a good pick.
I don't think so.
You don't think he was a good pick?
He didn't get a second contract. He wasn't.
I just think he's
the third worst they've ever drafted. I mean, maybe Daniel Graham's up there, but he was a damn good blocker.
Yeah, but Daniel Graham was never a Pro Bowler.
Well, he was the best tight end in college, and then they had to go get Ben Watson the next year because he wasn't the guy.
Lawrence Maroney was bad.
But I'm talking about defensive players.
No, but
the
Merriweather
third worst
was
defensive
a good...
player they may have had is Merriweather.
All right, you're phrasing it wrong, you should say. They're so great at drafting defense.
They've only made one mistake. Dominic Easley.
Is what you should say. You don't have to throw Merriweather's name in there as if you have to keep going back to prove your knowledge of who they've taken.
Well,
Merriweather was a fine late first round pick. You take that. You take that every day. Two Pro Bowl seasons. Yeah.
One contract with the Patriots.
But big deal. He got two Pro Bowl seasons out of the guy.
Yeah. Yay.
Oh well, then I heard the guy on your show say, "Well, Sony Michel might have not been a bad pick because he was decent in the playoffs." And then you're going to toss Merriweather out?
Sony Michel won
the latest on the Patriots.
He won the Super Bowl.
That'd be sure not the he guy that won the Patriots latest.
Joe Murray, I'm going to come get you. I'm going to kill you.
He called me trash, so you're still...
That's right, you are, man.
Still on that one.
That's right, he did call you trash. That's right. I forgot about that.
You know, it's all vengeance in the end.
It's all grudges that no one else knows.
I completely forgot.
Could you have forgotten that massive moment in show history that I have no recollection of? Whatsoever.
It's because you were gone, Fred.
That's right. Fred wasn't here.
Joe was on.
He thought I was going after Wallach.
We said, "What do you think of Joe Murray, who's filling in for Fred?" He goes, "Oh, he trash."
Without hesitation.
Well,
Joe was not happy.
Well, in fairness, Merriweather is very. You might have thought that it was somehow a replacement for me. Merriweather very protective of me. He'll pop out of nowhere when I have a breakdown. And he
loves us.
Yeah, he'll pop up out of nowhere and start giving some shenanigans. Yes, Dan.
With John, I think it was honestly when John was out, Merriweather was protective of John.
That's right.
Merriweather was very protective of his boy.
I've done tens of thousands of hours of radio. I don't remember everything that happens.
But can we agree defense has been their strong suit?
Yes, of course.
Yes. Okay,
defense and offensive line. Because they've hit on their offensive line picks as well. So, yeah, boring picks. They're great at boring picks.
So I'm sorry. So this is all based on you saying that you think that tonight their first pick is going to be defensive player.
It should be a defensive player based off their history.
He's betting with his heart.
Oh, okay. All right. But
do you agree with that, Dan, the defensive player? Or do you think that – because Joe sounds like he's betting with his heart a little bit here.
I think it's a better chance at a quarterback. It's not something I would bet on because I have no idea what to expect.
If you in a perfect world, what would the Patriots do today?
I think they're going to select a defensive player, corner.
In a perfect world where there was no gambling but just fandom.
In my perfect world, I would have them take Surtain. I love that kid. I love him. So that would be my pick.
Corner out of Alabama.
Correct. That would be my
where D. Milner went. Where there's a big problem with corners out of Alabama because they are never going to be coached that well again.
Yep. I take that kid Horn from South Carolina if that's where we're going.
And they've scouted him hard.
Injury history though.
But his comparison is Aqib Talib talent wise. So I would take
him. Yeah, Zaven Collins, I know Mike Lockhart likes him That's right. Well. I think he's the best linebacker in the draft with size, and they need to replace Dante Hightower.
70, something like that?
And he's literally a game changer for Tulsa last year.
Alabama corners, though, they've reached their ceiling when they come out. That's the knock on that.
I mean, Minka Fitzpatrick turned into a pretty damn good player. So, I know that they moved him to safety, but they've been okay in recent years. That's all.
Okay. All right. The big pick that people are going to want to bet on is the 49ers. What are you hearing about? What are the odds? What are the bets you can make on who they're going to pick?
So right now I'm looking at the DraftKings app. As of 9:03 last night, Mac Jones was the favorite. I have Trey Lance plus 400 to go third tonight. That's my pick. We got that a couple of weeks back. I think it's Trey Lance. I think he's the furthest upside here. There's smoke about Mac Jones. And, of course, Justin Fields could go here. So my bet that I have for tonight of $100 to win 400 on Trey Lance being the third pick.
Is there a over-under Justin Fields draft position? Because
yes,
that, to me, I find extremely interesting.
Yes.
Where do they have him right now?
Depends on the book, but you could find him at 4.5, 6.5, and 7.5 now. I would be... Honestly, I would be pretty shocked if he went third overall. It sounds like they don't have any interest in him. It sounds like that, well, not to say they don't have any, but it sounds like their greater interest initially was for Mac Jones, and now Lance has entered the discussion more, which has been all the reports from, you know, Schefter and people who I actually trust instead of just the random draft guys who report the weirdest crap. But, like, you know, those have been the reports that it was Mac Jones and that Lance has entered the discussion. I don't think they're going to take Fields. I would be very, very surprised. Not saying it won't happen, just saying I would be very, very surprised.
Oh, so, I would give them all the credit in the world because that would have been the best poker play because no one is expecting them to take Justin Fields.
But again, this is my question. Who the hell do they need to put the poker face on?
Well, Brinson made a good point. Is maybe you don't now, but a few weeks ago, when you make the deal, you do that to keep the Jets off, you know, because the Jets have a San Francisco staff that came in there. They obviously respect Shanahan's opinion. Shanahan, you know, starts salivating all over Justin Fields. Maybe the Jets take a second look. Dude, I've seen war rooms on these documentaries about the draft where they're making decisions literally as the with 10 seconds left where they
in
the first round.
The Jets are essentially on the clock. I just don't think the Niners are going to lie, so the Jets
lie or tell the truth if it was you?
At number three, I wouldn't care. I'd be like, yeah, we're taking this guy. I don't care.
I would lie.
I mean, the Falcons have already said they want Pitts, so four.
They have not said that.
Well, I've seen a couple of things.
The owner has said that he wants a quarterback.
Mm, we'll find out.
I've not heard that. Arthur Blank has said that he wants a quarterback. He came out and said that?
He has not come out and said that, but basically that has been the initiated thing for people around the team that the owner does not want them to take a non-quarterback.
Well, that's a big deal. I mean, because that changes everything.
Well, there's a directive also that he has to have a creepier mustache.
He has to look like the villain that ties people to the train tracks.
If anyone's lying...
He has to be rich enough to never, ever change his look.
See, exactly. If anyone's lying, though, it's Atlanta. Why? I mean, again, this is the thing. There's zero reason for the Niners to need to even lie. I don't buy... I mean...
Rich, would you lie if you were the Niners?
No.
I would. I'd screw everyone up. I want everyone to suck. I would lie all over the place. I'd be lying this way and that.
I think that there's no reason to right now for them to lie. Because, I mean, let's say that...
But then why would I tell the truth?
Well, because it doesn't matter.
How does it behoove me to tell the truth?
Well,
why?
They're not lying or saying one way or the other. They're just not saying anything. They're except that we all could be dead.
I would float as many lies as my little heart could take. I'd float lies all over the place.
I just wouldn't talk. You know,
I would...
would slip anything off.
Well, you can't not talk because there's always people bothering you. So I would just, I would be lying this way and that. I'd be lying every day.
Well, the thing, and here's the thing, Fred.
Be like John and his wife. Lie, lie, lie.
I love Brinson, and he's
have
my
a business
guy,
trip.
But he has a lot on Fields under 3.5, which is why he's saying that.
Okay, well, it made logical sense. He didn't say he knew anything. He just said it made logical sense.
I don't think logically, if I'm the third team, I'm like, no, I don't care.
I would lie.
See, I think if I'm Atlanta, I'm lie.
If I was Atlanta, I'd lie too. If I was everyone but Jacksonville, I'd lie.
I don't really care who lies and who doesn't. It's like, what are you going
to
take?
Well, suffice it to say, you're all very much the truth tellers, and I am the one fiend. I'm the Arthur Blank who loves to twirl his retro mustache. All right, we'll be back with you guys. We'll figure out this Kentucky Derby situation that people have to pretend to care about. And then we'll find out the Degenerate Special, which it seems like Rich is making a lot of money on the Twitter.
They've been doing well.
And so we will figure all of this out in just a moment.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Tutcher and Rich.
I just want you to go, ugh, yeah. Ugh, and like, oh yeah.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Tutcher and Rich. We're having a conversation with the Bankroll Boys about how when the Patriots will be making their pick, and they're saying 9:45. Because the draft starts at 8, and I bet you, I wonder if there's a wage you can make on this. The amount of prologue, the amount of just nonsense about COVID.
What we've been through this
Over under on minutes before Goodell starts.
And all the safety precautions they've taken in Cleveland, like anyone cares. It's the biggest waste of time. No, we're not there. I don't care. Big deal. Mm. Shut up. I guarantee you. He goes on some 5 million hour long thing about all the precautions they've taken. Oh, I know it, and it's going to hurt.
Ooh, Goodell applause or boo? Can we boo on? Can we bet on that? One?
Well, they're in Cleveland. He's going to get booed.
I mean, you want to talk about a lock?
That can't be on the board. All right, so the Kentucky Derby. You guys do the horse racing? I have a friend who I haven't seen in a long time, but he's a paramutual wager. Guy, he goes over there to New York, to the that one town, Saratoga. He loves it there. He's always gambling on the horses. He loves the Kentucky Derby. I always just think that's odd because it seems like something my grandfather would do. But here we are. Horse racing is still... And can we all agree that Brooklyn Strong needs to lose just for having something strong at the end of it?
Sure. Fair enough.
Can we have that? Brooklyn Strong, hopefully... struggles mightily.
Well, Joe, you've had good luck with the Kentucky Derby over the last couple of years, correct?
I think the last 6 years I've given out a winner. I almost nailed the trifecta 2 years ago. Long story short, guys, this is a wicked square event. And what I mean by that is, Dan, for the last we've been doing this on the show the last 3 weeks. Essential Quality has been my pick for the last 3 weeks. Nothing's changed on that. 2-1. He was 5-1. 3 weeks ago when we were doing the show. So I got it there 5-1. But just to kind of break it down, Essential Quality has won its last four races. And they had a race on September 5th last year on this very course and won that race. So it's won its last four victories. It's going to be in the post-14. The record is flawless at the moment. It's a 3-year horse. It has potential of the Triple Crown. So,
Is there a bet you can make if the horse breaks their leg and is euthanized immediately on the track?
What was that? What was that big? What year was that?
It was a big corpse.
Yeah, we watched it live until it was terrible. But
it was, what, did you cry?
I did not. No, I mean,
I'm not crying. You're
money,
crying.
Man. I don't cry when I win money.
Hashtag cry.
But just a couple other notes.
Twitter would be insufferable.
I'm not crying. You're crying. Is what they would say. And then that means I would like to kick you in the face. Yes.
Known Agenda won the Florida Derby. So keep that one in mind. There's a couple of West Coast horses. Santa Anita Derby winner, Rock Your World. And Medina Spirit. They're 5-1 and 15-1.
I like Medina Spirit.
Medina Spirit's getting a lot of love nationally here.
Well, good funky.
Is she funky and cold?
Oh, yeah, well, I'll tell you that.
Hot Rod Charlie.
I gave her my own ride.
Hot Rod Charlie That'd finished be illegal. Second to Essential Quality. So
Rich saw a movie about that.
I did.
Zoo.
The guy died just from the love of horses.
I took Mary on a date to that movie.
Well, you were married.
Let's go see a movie about guys who have relationships with horses.
The one guy just couldn't figure out the physics, and he died.
It was a documentary about that famous story of Mr. Hands, the guy who, you know, they did what? That thing at the farm.
Yes.
Oh, you've heard that? Yeah, it's a true. It's actually a fascinating documentary.
Yeah,
and about how he got killed doing it, and it was playing at the Coolidge Corner Clubhouse. And I don't know if you've ever
not
been to
the
that
clubhouse.
Movie
no, that's across the street theater. From the.
It wasn't at the sports theater. Bar.
Yeah, it was the booth in the back.
Sports
it
bar.
It was
right.
Two for one Bud Lights.
At the Coolidge Corner movie
good spot,
theater.
But not a movie.
I don't know. So. I don't know if you ever gone to see a movie there, but
I have. Was it in the like massive theater?
No, that's what I was about to say. Is that there's this sinking feeling you get when you go to that theater when they give you a ticket and you realize that your number doesn't match the big theater. You're like, oh, I got to go to one of the smaller ones, and then you pass the second smallest one, and then you pass the third smallest, and you know that there's only four, I think, in there. The theater that they were showing it in was just a room with about 10 folding chairs in it. And I walk in, and it's just me and Mary, and the lights are about to go down. And right before the lights go down, some dude with like a cowboy hat and a trench coat went and sat in the back corner. So I'm watching this horrible movie about these guys.
Obviously loved horse party.
This horse party. And it's me and this weird dude back there. And I'm
See,
like,
I
right.
could watch that movie at home. At the theater,
it's
you're committing to staying.
Yeah,
like at the theater, you can't turn it off. Like you're not in the comfort of your home. Like there's, like you said, there's like weirdos in there.
Oh yeah,
yeah. There's that I could not do. I could not see that at the theater. But the most fascinating thing about Zoo, which I've investigated to the point, I almost know about it as much as you can without seeing it, is that people agreed to be in it.
Oh, there's a guy named Coyote who is one of these people who went to these horse parties, and something happened. I mean, he's wearing a dog collar, and when I mean a dog collar, like with like his name like around his neck, you know, as if it's like a true dog.
Yeah, he's in someone's possession.
Pretty much, and he's got this lace sunglasses, and he's talking about this at like a diner with the documentarian, like people around. And
you don't want to do it at home. You want to do it out in public.
Like, I love horses, literally.
You going to eat that? That's what he says. You can eat that sausage you ordered.
It's like Dude and Half Baked. I love horses, Buttercup. And then we know what happens to Buttercup.
This is the real story of that gentleman.
All right. So yeah.
Shit, and that got dark.
Well, it's not necessarily. I mean,
anyways, take Essential Quality to win.
And watch it was a double feature. It was Meet the Freedmans and the Zoo. It was a real
capturing the Freedmans. Capturing the Freedmans was so depressing that Mary and I immediately said, "I have to see the dumbest movie playing in the theater right now, just to cleanse the palate." And there was this movie called League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, where like Sean Connery played like a superhero.
Ruined Sean Connery's career.
God, that was bad.
I'm in, and you know what? I enjoyed every second because it wasn't Capturing the Freedmans.
Yeah, I'd have to go home and just sit in light. All right, so with the Kentucky Derby, it's a square play, you say?
Yeah, I'm going Essential Quality. My long shot is King Fury, who has won the last two races at post number 16. So, yeah, it's going to be boring. It was boring last year, But Essential Quality is your Triple Crown winner, I think, this year.
All right, and now is the time for the degenerate special bet.
It's been hitting lately.
That Rich is, does every week.
Soccer, right? We're doing soccer?
Yes, we're doing soccer.
Yeah!
Korean soccer?
Yes, Korean soccer.
Yeah!
All right.
What do you got?
Over-under on the bros out, Brady and the boys?
No, we are playing Incheon and Gangwon over two Sunday morning at 3:30 in the morning. So
okay,
you're gonna wake up for that one. It's gonna be a real hot. It's gonna be a must watch. Yeah, Incheon and Gangwon over
all
two.
Right, let's put another $200 on that. Doing
plus
okay right
$200 right now. Just a couple of things when it comes to the draft, and I have a baseball one. Would you bet Patrick Surtain to be the first defensive player drafted tonight?
No.
He's minus 125.
Definitely not. I think Horn probably goes before him. Okay. I think there's a chance that we see Surtain slip.
And Parsons plus 550, so that's one of them.
He's got character problem.
And then I'll just give you my picks for tonight. I have Trey Lance going number three at plus 400. I have over 5.5 quarterbacks plus 350.
Whoa.
So somebody has to trade
sneaking
up.
In.
I'm thinking either Trask, Davis Mills.
Pittsburgh rumored to be in on someone. I've heard New Orleans willing to. They feel they only have two holes on their roster, left corner and quarterback, and that they'd be willing to mortgage some future to move up and get a starter at those positions.
Yeah, and then this one, I might put some money on it. Odds to win the AL East. Right now, the Yankees are the favorite. Red Sox plus 360. I'm thinking about dabbling.
You know what? I mean, listen, we all know that, you know, water can find its level, but that sounds like an okay bet to make
plus
right
360?
Now. Yeah, that seems like that. That'd be good to put some cash on. Have you done it yet?
I'm thinking about doing it right now.
Yeah.
I would avoid
that. I wanted to talk it amongst men.
I would avoid that.
It's early. Yeah, I think the team is good. I'm just saying
it's right, but that's a big number. I mean, you know, that's what say plus 360.
Doesn't
I mean,
matter not, the amount of money bad. You lose is
not,
still the
not
same.
Not really. They were 20-1 to win before the season started. Yeah. So you're taking them at a real, real.
Yeah, it's
discount.
Actually a bad. Time.
But it could go lower though. Is what I'm saying.
I would say that's
like
a
my
bad
wife.
Number.
Like my wife. Like I'm buying this now. You know, it could be more expensive in the future. Oh. All right, well, yeah. Well, listen, who knows? Maybe the Red Sox can go. We told you, and then people around October 15th will go, wait, the Red Sox were playing?
So you guys pumped for tomorrow's show if they draft a lineman?
I am pumped.
Defensive player?
Oh, very excited. Finally, the draft is here. What a draft this is going to be. I'm very excited about it. The Bankroll Boys, everyone loves the over on the Korean soccer. Everyone loves playing it square with the Kentucky Derby. And everyone loves a defensive player going first to the Patriots. The Patriots taking a defensive player. We will be back. Here are the headlines.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
They get you going every day.
I don't care for the sportsman-like talk.
Toucher and Rich.
At least let me live in a fantasy world that for 3 hours you hate each other.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. I put on WFAN yesterday in the afternoon. I was looking to see if they were talking about the Jets draft, and they weren't. So I immediately got on Twitter and pitched at them.
Oh.
Yeah, I just was like, what? You're not talking about what I want you to talk about.
No one does that.
This is sports radio, guys. Why aren't you talking about it?
And Carton got right back to you, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to my Twitter page, you can see I was all over them. Because it's their responsibility to talk about the subjects I deem worthy. Mm-hmm.
Radio war! Radio war!
Yes, but they had the guy from the Evan Roberts, they had him eat one of them hot gummies. You know how? Do you know the chip I ate on Instagram? We
the
played
Reaper.
The
yeah.
Reaper chill. The
Pocky, or it's called like
Pocky. I ate the chip, and he ate. They had him yesterday. They had him eat the gummy bear,
mm-hmm.
and then he had to start licking ice cream 30 seconds after. He couldn't take it. It was very, very hot for him.
Can you swallow that gummy whole?
I think that then you would be cheating.
Yeah, because
and then also it would probably be hard to digest. It probably wouldn't even be that hard to digest. It would probably just go right through you.
Because the worst part about eating the spaghetti from hell when I had that one meatball or whatever it was
a meatball. I remember
that was Russian roulette is what they called that
meatball roulette.
Yeah, but the worst part wasn't the swallow. It wasn't like the taste in your mouth. It was how it wrecked your stomach afterwards. It's just like it felt like. Like I had a bowling ball inside my stomach, and it was like a bowling ball that was on fire.
Yeah, it was funny. They had to keep decreasing the temperature of their food. This was back when, of course, because I liked it, I had to leave. I forget the name of the restaurant.
East Coast Grill.
East Coast Grill in Cambridge would have Hell Night, and the only reason I knew about it is because Man versus Food. And when I first started going, they had a pasta from Hell that was like... Your body went into fight or flight mode when you ate it. It was like a panic attack. It was a visceral experience to eat it. I mean, your body immediately said something is terribly wrong. Not hot. Not oh my tongue is burning or oh my mouth is burning. Like your brain is like someone who's on acid flipping out. It's like this is gonna last forever. You're sweating, your heart palpitations, you're having a panic attack. And for some reason, it's like, I guess, going to a horror movie or for some people or going on a roller coaster. I very much enjoyed it. And then they had to keep making it less and less. It still was very, very, very hot. It still had the ghost pepper in it, but because people were vomiting outside. They would just leave the restaurant and start vomiting in the other... The residents of the area, the other businesses complained.
Well, that scale, Fred, you know, the Scoville thing, yeah, is, like, it's not...
This Roberts is a pussy, by the way. It was a 5,000 on the Scoville scale. A jalapeno is a... Or it was 5 million. A jalapeno, I believe, is a million. So, please, 5 million gummy bear.
But that scale thing is different for a lot of different people. And here's the reason that I know this, because I've had a bad experience. Not me personally, but I've been with a group that had a bad experience. So there was this, it's still there, I believe, at the, you know, the Verb Hotel that used to be the Howard Johnson's across from...
Yes, I do.
The old Rolling Stones.
Fact, I do know that. It's the Eddie Money Special is what that is.
Well, there's a restaurant there that's really good called Hojoko, and they have this thing called Wasabi Roulette. And what it is it's a plate where they have, like, I think it's 5 pieces of sushi. And
yeah, it's the same thing as the with lesser. It's a lesser meatball roulette. Yeah,
yeah. Except only one of the things of sushi has a gigantic ball of wasabi in the middle of it, and because it's all wrapped with the seaweed around it, you can't tell which one it is. And in the middle of the plate, there is a baby bottle filled with milk. And I guess the point being that if you're the one who gets
your big baby,
whatever, your big baby. So just for fun, my sister was in town, and my niece's boyfriend came with them as well, and they had been dating for maybe a couple months, and they were with us. So I go, this might be kind of fun. Let's get this. So we each take our bite, and all of us are looking at each other like, all right, who's got it? Who's got it? And no one seems to have it. And all of a sudden, my niece's boyfriend just starts going, oh boy, oh boy. And his eyes start tearing up, and you're kind of laughing at first. Like, it's wasabi. Wasabi's very hot, but it's not going to
wreck you. It's like horseradish. I think it's of the horseradish family. So it's not even so much hot. It's not hot like capsaicin hot. It's hot like horseradish hot.
It ruined him.
Yeah.
Like, he went down to the bathroom and didn't come back up for the rest of the dinner.
Did your sister leave him?
Weekend.
Did your sister leave him? Did she say that this man is? Did something?
Niece, yes.
Or did something in your niece's like ovaries kick in and say like this is not a suitable mate?
Well, that's what I was saying. I was turning to my wife. I was like, you know what? To be quite honest, if I could have handpicked somebody to get it, it would have been like the young, healthy 20-year-old kid.
Yeah, sure.
I'm like, but it wrecked him. It destroyed
him. That's so much of that is mental. That's so mental. Like,
I mean, this was not mental. This was, I mean, this truly.
No.
Like, but he was destroyed. His stomach was screwed up.
I think some people get sick. I think my sister-in-law got sick from the second shot because she had convinced herself she was going to get sick. I think that sometimes people get sick, and then, you know, like when it lingers like that, like there's no reason your body should not be able to digest wasabi. You know, I think you're done digesting at most out of your stomach 4 hours after you eat.
I wonder if there's just a sensitivity that some people have that others don't.
Well, that's being a pussy. I mean, that's the definition of a pussy.
No. Like a physical sensitivity.
Yes.
Like it wrecks your body.
It's pussy. Still like a pussy.
Like an allergy.
If he was allergic to horseradish, because again, wasabi, dude, Steve-O like rubs it in his eye. But
Steve-O also puts a fish hook in his mouth.
I know.
Jumps in shark infested
waters. I put a fish hook in my mouth. I wouldn't go into shark infested waters. Oh, dude, I let girls put dull earrings through my nose where you get that pop and then that burn and then they can't pop it out the other end. Oh, yeah, when I used to go to Ron Hextall's niece's house, she had an older sister and I would let them experiment with me with like just I thought they'd like me if I let them like do stuff to me. Oh, yeah.
Leah Hextall, she worked here for a while.
She did. Who? Was she Ron Hextall's
daughter? Leah Hextall was Ron's daughter. She worked at Nesson for
a couple of years.
Well, yeah. then
you're probably in the same house.
Brooke Hextall. I absolutely would know her. She would know Dennis Hextall. That was who, it was Ron's brother who played for the Red Wings. Nicest guy. And real talkative, really liked you being around. No, I would let them do anything. Yeah, a fish hook through your mouth, that's less painful. At least that's sharp. I mean, I wouldn't do it today.
They got a hole in your lip.
No. Well, that's why I wouldn't. Well, it would heal. But you would have to leave it in for it, you know, to become permanent. Like, none of these holes. I have a scar in my nose from one of these failed attempts to pierce it. Ugh. And all the pierce, only the one in my left ear stayed pierced. And when I put an earring in now, the smell is terrific. It's just years of, no, but I really would have, if you would have asked me when we started in Boston, put a fish hook through my mouth, I would have. But anyway, Steve-O does a million things that I wouldn't do.
But
obviously,
there's something I think that some people have that they can't, it's not like they're just not tough enough. And I don't know if this kid was or not.
Being able to handle physical discomfort in the kid's a pussy.
It's being able
to handle physical discomfort. That's entirely what it is. And it's unpleasant. Anyone eats wasabi, that much wasabi, it doesn't taste good. It's unpleasant. You get that burning in your nose and eyes, which is that menthol kind of burning, that horseradish burning, which is different than hot. It's that mentholated, you know what I'm saying?
Like, oh,
that,
it sucks.
Yeah. Which
feels
is
like
unpleasant.
An actual burn.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, it's hot in. It's hot, not like heat. It's hot in like a menthol. Like it not cooling like menthol, but like a spearminty kind of thing, which is unpleasant. But yeah, I mean, if you have to go to the bathroom for 5 hours, I mean, like, you wouldn't have to go to the bathroom for 5 hours.
No. I've eaten tons of hot stuff
before. Yeah, you would. I mean, because you can handle discomfort. You were buried in a coffin for a weekend. Did you know Rich did that as a radio bit?
I vaguely remember that.
I think of this radio. First of all, okay, so this Evan Roberts.
Freaked me out.
This Evan Roberts eats this thing. It was not good, but I'm glad we didn't do it. But he eats this thing. And they had to have an EMT there and, like, all this stuff. This morning show in Atlanta, put Rich, when he was the stunt guy, they put Rich in this coffin. It was a coffin encased in cement. And not a trick. encased in cement. No,
yep.
It would have taken half an hour to get out of it.
It took an hour and a half to
get out of it. But they told him half an hour.
They told me 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, don't worry if you panic in there. We can get you out in 10 minutes.
If you panic.
An hour and 30 minutes of jackhammers against, like, sitting in there hearing that.
You want to talk about something I'd never, ever, 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 ever do. That mental stuff is, I'd rather feel pain a million times more than be buried in, encased in cement in a stupid coffin, and you could go up to the coffin and you could talk to him.
There was like a pipe that went down where you could talk, and it was all to like raise like a truckload of toys for Toys
because there was no other way to do it. They had to bury it.
Well, it worked. I mean, we got an entire truck.
Yeah. I know, but I can think of other ways.
They got like a military medal for that. It was really weird because Toys for Tots is like a Marine thing. I'm sure they give it to anybody, but
there's a lot of trucks being filled with a lot of things for radio stunts. They don't have to be buried in the coffin.
One thing about that is that for some reason, and I think it was because the constant people were coming down and talking, I was okay. The only time that I borderline flipped out for a moment was when you fall asleep and you wake up.
Oh, that's like me in an airplane.
If I fall asleep on an airplane, I don't like waking up on it.
That second you wake up, that split second where you wake up and you've got that whole thing in your head of, hey, I'm in my bed, you open your eyes and then you realize that the ceiling is inches from your face and that you can't move, like for maybe 5-10 seconds, it's the most panic.
They didn't give you like a little extra room. This was a
They gave you Xanax, right, in case you flipped out.
So I had, I think, like a, was it a Valium?
Valium, Xanax, same thing. Yeah.
Okay, if I wanted, but I never took it.
Well, that's knowing it's there. Like, yeah. I have Xanax on me almost all the time, just in case.
I could do just a half push-up, John. Like, if I wanted to, I could do a half push-up inside this thing. Oh. And there was a tiny little light and a couple of, like, Ziplocs if I had to go to the bathroom. Which, believe it or not, when you're lying down, you're not eating a lot, so you're not using the bathroom.
Yeah, I would imagine taking a dump isn't your biggest priority. No, I would have lasted. I wouldn't have gotten in. I wouldn't have gotten in the coffin.
I'm with you, Fred. I wouldn't have come within a
I thought it was cruel.
Listening to you just talk about this, Rich.
I went to visit Rich a couple times. I thought it was cruel, to be honest with you.
Offered it to me. I'm like, they said, are you sure? And I'm like, sure.
Well, I know. It's a good promotion, and everyone gets their name in the paper, and that's the whole thing.
I also kind of wanted to see if I could.
Yeah, I know. Not many people could do that. And if you woke up and only flipped out for 10 seconds, then you are a zen individual.
Normal is what you are.
Well, no, it's a good trait to have. It's a great trait to have, to be able to calm yourself down like that. I mean, I can't calm myself down in a lot of situations.
I had a lot of Galaxy 500, Luna, and the Blue Man Group to listen to.
Yeah, that's doesn't matter what I listen. That would drive me. I would never want to listen to that crap again. Ever want to listen? There's no music to calm me down in that.
The voice of Dean Wareham just brought me down.
So anyway, long story short, you were in a coffin for a weekend. And this guy can't eat a wasabi bowl.
Well, Steve, I mean, wrecked him. I mean, we were laughing.
Yeah, you should have laughed at him the whole time. Is your knee still with him?
No.
Yeah,
there
good.
You go.
She that dumped might have been him. A straw that broke
her. There was something genetically in her that said he wasn't a good enough mate. Yeah. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. Yeah, just on the whole hot sauce thing. I'm a big hot sauce fan, so I probably have anywhere from 10 to 15 bottles of hot sauce at any given time, ranging from like Cholula all the way up to super hot. So one time, people come to my desk to grab hot sauce and whatever. And one time, though, I was away from my desk, my boss had bought an omelet, and one of my hot sauces is called Magnum 357, and it's 357,000 Scoville units. So to put it in perspective, Tabasco is like 3,000 to 5,000, I believe.
Yeah.
So he dumped it on as if it was Tabasco.
Oh,
and then I wasn't even there. All I heard is I hear this choking. And then I look over, and he throws his omelet in the trash can as if it was, like, on fire. And I'm like, holy crap, what'd you do? Which hot sauce do you have? He's like, that one. I was like, oh, my God. Because this stuff, you put a drop in chili, and it'll spice up the whole batch of chili. So I run.
Well, that's like a habanero situation. I'm looking at the Scoville scale right now. Yes, it's a habanero.
Yeah, it's like hop. It's the extract, so that's even hotter, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, it's
an extract.
Right. The worst is when it's just straight capsaicin, and that's just gross. The one man versus food, where the original guy said he got pissed. He got pissed at one. It were these people in New Jersey, and they gave him wings, and it was just capsaicin. They just had poured like liquid heat all over it. And then I've had stuff that had straight capsaicin, and it just tastes medical, and it's not fun. Like, it's fun if it's a natural pepper that has a taste to it. Then it seems like you're doing something. If it's just, you know, if they've just isolated heat, it's like that's what they put on your shoulder, like if you get injured. Like, that's what relaxes muscles. That's what's in pepper spray, is distilled heat, like that distilled heat. And if that's on food, it's not the point. The point is someone's engineered a pepper. Can you handle eating it? And the hottest I've ate is the Carolina Reaper. That is the hottest
that I've had. How many peppers
that's
are hotter than that? Chip.
Yeah. I don't know. But that's many. About 2 million or 2 million Schofield units. The thing the kid ate, the Evan kid ate was...
Evan Roberts.
500,000, I think, Schofield units.
All right.
Which isn't that bad.
500,000?
Ooh. You could handle it. For a gummy, though, it's a gummy. You're not eating like a whole pasta. It's a gummy.
That's different. If I don't have to chew it as much, then yeah, I think it'd be
okay. It's hot. It's uncomfortable. I mean, it's not pleasant, but I mean, it's not. It's over soon. All right, let's get to it. A annual event for the Touch and Red Show. Is it a horse or a bad band? We will have that for you coming right up.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.